This is episode one of the Parallel Podcast. Ha ha, how do you like that? What they don't know, this is like the fifth take. So, I'm Gordon, this is my wife.
I'm Heather.
This is, her name is Heather, it's not I'm Heather.
Yes.
But it's, yeah,
just
so,
Heather.
So the majority of you guys, like all five of y'all, know us as Parallel. And so we decided to just extend our content. Kind of wanted to have different types of conversation outside of the context of what we're usually known for, which is music or teaching some messages. So this is where we can be at the comfort of our own home, in our PJs, with some coffee, kids playing in the background, and just have a conversation. Also get to connect with you guys, and you get to hear us from a different angle, but also get to grow with who we are as Gordon and Heather, and not just G Reason and H Love and Parallel and all that stuff. So if you found yourself here, thank you, and tell others about us, and please let them know about lifemusic.net. That is Life Music. That's a big L followed by a little L, I-F-E, music.net. So, in light of drinking coffee, I have this question brewing. Haha, no pun intended.
Brewing.
What is the proper way to drink your coffee?
There is no proper way to drink your coffee.
What's the right texture? What do you want your cup to look like when you peep over the rim there? What does it smell like? How many creamers? How many sugar particles make that perfect cup?
Okay, so I like my coffee early in the morning, preferably around breakfast time. Some people have it before breakfast. I like my coffee strong, and then I add probably about a tablespoon of sugar or less, and creamer until it's just light and creamy. Sometimes I don't even measure my creamer. Because I just do it till it looks light enough. Not too dark, not too light. But creamy is always good.
Well, for me, I add, and it's weird. It's weird science. There's an art form to making coffee. I usually make coffee at the job. And for some reason, there's a distinction between when I make it and someone else does. They'll use the same exact coffee and the same exact machine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the measurements exactly the same each way. Sometimes, I mean, my main thing is I use a table of sugar.
A whole table?
Dump the sugar on the table and then scoop, tilt the table until the sugar fills up.
So you like a little coffee with your sugar?
But you can tell, if you're a real coffee drinker, and there's a reason why I'm bringing up coffee, by the way. Mm. If you're a real coffee drinker, then you know when you've made that perfect cup. You make one every day, but you know when that's the one. That's the one you kind of look at before you drink it. That's the one you kind of smell the fumes, you know, the steam before you start sipping on it. And you know you're never going to have that cup of coffee again for another couple of weeks.
Nothing else in the world matters at that moment except that cup.
Yep. It just puts a smile on your soul. But I brought that up because a while ago I went cold turkey from coffee. There's a battle between statistics whether coffee's good for you or not. I think anything done in excess. What the food stamp card called?
Excess.
Anything done in that can be bad for you. So I went cold turkey on some coffee, and then I was listening to the radio. This is one of my other jobs, and some doctor was talking about the benefits of caffeine and coffee, how it helps your teeth enamel and da-da-da-da, things like that, you know, in the right amount. And then he started naming different flavors, and I dropped what I was doing and got right back into the coffee world. So I think those of us who drink coffee would appreciate a segment on drinking some coffee, because that's exactly what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You about to take your sip right now.
Mm. When I heard them sipping coffee over the radio, I wanted one. So I hope this made you thirsty for some coffee.
Now, is that influence or is that impulse? I mean, you know.
That's impuance. You understand what I'm saying? Impuance right there. So I'm going to give my wife a coffee quiz. What do you think? Because I think I'm the one that got you into coffee.
Yes. Ha.
What do you think is the top coffee brand right now?
In stores or like restaurants? I mean, off the top of my head, I have to say Starbucks is like.
I'll give you a hint. And it's none of the stuff we buy because we can't afford the top brand. But
Well, then I wouldn't know.
Well, you said Starbucks, so I would think the same thing.
Yeah,
I would think Starbucks. So I actually have a list here of the top 10 coffee brands in the world of 2015 and 2016. Number one was something called Lavazza, and I've been seeing that lately.
Mm.
Lavazza Super Crema Espresso. You got to learn a whole different language.
Super Crema.
Whole bean coffee. That was the number one. And then there's Kicking Horse Coffee. That just sounds good.
Kicking Horse Coffee. That like sounds like describing the coffee.
You get so much energy, you'll randomly pull up at a farm and go kick somebody's horse because you have the energy to run from the horse without getting kicked back. I'm going to need some. I need Kick Kids Coffee or something like that. Mm. Or Kick the Boss Coffee or... Kick myself habit. To get something done today, coffee.
Kick that bad habit, coffee.
Kicking horse.
Kicking horse.
Well, this is funny. Look at that. It says Kicking Horse Coffee, Whole Bean, Three Sisters. So you kicking the horse, and then you're going to end up kicking three sisters.
Three sisters.
That's an energy level I ain't never heard of before.
Wow.
Can't say that one, but I agree with it. You're not just kicking the horse, you're kicking the donkey, too. That's what that one
something
says.
Something else, yeah.
That's weird. Okay, so then there's Coffee Bean Direct Italian Roast Espresso. Mm. That's a long title for some coffee. Coffee Bean. Starbucks is down like at number 4 or 5.
And they cost like $35 a bag. Mm. They're also very expensive. Not only are they the best,
this one's $17.99 if you order it off of Amazon. So if you wake up in the morning and want coffee, you order it off of Amazon. It's not going to come to you when you order it.
Order it 3 days, 4 days before you want it.
Yeah.
Because... That's ridiculously priced.
French roast. I think we've had that.
We've had a French roast. Not that
Lavazza. I haven't tried that. I wonder what company that is. Mm. It's probably like Folgers just trying to redo their whole branding so we can
buy it.
Whoa, this one's called Death Wish Organic. Death Wish Coffee.
Mm.
Can only try once, it says.
It's got a skull and crossbones on it. That's kind of creepy.
I think that's what happens after you do the kicking horse.
Mm-hmm. You put a death wish on yourself.
Death wish. Man. This coffee is called Cafe Don Pablo, like from his personal cabinet or something. Don I don't Pablo. Know who that is,
wow.
But it's up there. What else? Coffee Cult Dark Roast. This is some crazy coffee. We got Kicking a Horse, we got Death Wish, and we got Dark Cult.
Cult or Colt?
Cult. Just a different spelling to sound cool.
K-U-L-T, cult.
It's a black bag.
So now coffee has its own cult.
Olympia Coffee. Olympia. These are like the runner-ups. Stumptown Coffee.
Mm.
Intelligentsia Coffee. Cafe Don Pablo Gourmet Coffee. Cafe Coffee. Doma Coffee.
Brands I've never heard of.
It's a lot. But our little off-brand coffee didn't make the list this year. That's okay. But here at the Parallel Podcast, we do drink. What's our coffee called?
What is it? We are drinking Starbucks. No.
No, it's Aldi's.
No. Oh. It's called coffee.
Look at this one.
Coffee stuff. Oh,
yeah, they
wow.
got some crazy coffee brands. You guys got to check it out. Black Knight, Seattle's Best.
Seattle's Best, yeah.
Nescafe. These things are at the bottom of the list, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's enough coffee talk. Hopefully you went and made a cup or you're on some coffee while listening to this. It's 2017, and we wanted to, again, just extend some of our opportunities and ways of reaching and gaining an audience. So... I think the proper way that joining or starting in the new year is to kind of say goodbye to the year that you just came from. So we don't know how everyone's 2016 went. Ours went pretty fast.
Mm.
It was really eventful. But if we can do a moment and just travel back in time, look at some of the top events that happened in our country. Our country meaning we're in the U.S. right now. And it's 5. What time is it?
It's like 5, almost 5:45.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
PM, not AM. We are not doing this at 5:45 in the morning.
So this is where we are. I'm just gonna read some random lists, and you can chime in if you agree with this. But this is the top worst movies of 2016.
Oh gosh.
Number 10 was Independence Day Resurgence. Mm. I didn't see that.
Mm-mm, me neither.
I didn't think it was gonna be good anyway because Will Smith wasn't in it.
Who was in it?
Jeff Goldblum. It was just him. I don't think they replaced. I don't think they had an African American actor.
Wow.
Not even Morgan Freeman.
I don't even think I've heard
was
of
available
it.
For this movie. So we didn't see that one. So we can't say whether we agree. They have Suicide Squad at number 9. I don't know if it belonged on the worst movie list.
It actually wasn't too bad.
It wasn't. It was watchable.
Yeah.
It didn't really have any boring parts. I think a lot of people never heard of the Suicide Squad before until the movie came out. So they kind of, when you don't know the backstory, you kind of get lost. But
maybe they expected more from it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but it made the worst list. A movie called Mother's Day. Did you see that?
Nope.
Nah, so I guess it belonged on the list. Cafe Society. Never seen it, but the guy in the picture looks like the dude from...
Yes.
What movie? Lex Luthor from Batman vs. Superman.
Batman vs. Superman, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
That is him.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes, he does a lot of movies.
They even have Batman and Superman on the list of worst movies.
And there it is, right next
that
to it.
That wasn't... It,
probably because he was in it.
It's not a movie you would want to watch again right away. It's like down the road. What else did we watch? We watched that one. Batman, Superman, fine.
So. Well, the newness wore off and the whole hype about it.
Yeah. Now You See Me Too.
Wow.
We did see that one.
We did see that one.
I liked the first one better, though.
Yeah, I liked it, though.
Come to think of it, I don't even remember what
it had. A couple of really, really cool parts. Like, the
now
whole
you
movie
see
was
me.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I saw.
But they don't explain how they did any of the cool magic tricks, because they won't. What's that? Oh.
Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2. That was kind of boring.
We did see that.
That was kind of whack.
The first one was better.
It was too hyped up, I think.
Well, it took so long of a pause.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting out
but it didn't live up to the first one, so.
No, that was kind of retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty Grandpa, didn't see it.
Mm-mm. I didn't want to see that.
It sounded stupid. I think it came out and went straight to the bad list. Straight to YouTube.
Straight to...
you know your movie's bad when it goes straight to Snapchat. Straight to Snapchat. So it's even worse when it goes straight to an emoji. They didn't even...
Oh, wow.
Or a GIF.
A GIF,
when
yes.
your movie becomes a GIF.
Mm. Straight to
Brothers
Instagram.
Brothers Grimsby with...
Who is that?
Sacha Baron Cohen. Borat. Got it.
Boring.
Borat. Didn't see it, so I'm good.
Didn't see it.
I think X-Men Apocalypse does belong on that list.
It's number one?
Of worst movies of 2016. Because
it's number one.
I knew the movie came out when it was on Redbox.
Wow.
That's kind of bad. That's like you know the song comes out when it's on your ringtone. Remember ringtones?
Oh, wow.
You should start a group called Ringtone.
Ringtones.
Sounds like
who downloads ringtones anymore?
Ringtones sound like a group back in the 80s. Motown group.
Ringtones.
A doo-wop group.
Wow.
The ringtones.
The ringtone.
Ringtone. Put some respect on it.
The ringtones.
The ringtone.
Wow. I don't think anybody cares about those anymore. We used to download our favorite songs and... Wow. That's funny.
So that's the worst movies.
X-Men Apocalypse though was kind of hard to follow for me. It was hard to follow. I don't know.
Yeah,
I kept getting lost.
That whole series is kind of hard to follow.
Yeah,
when they went backwards.
They went backwards. Yeah.
Whenever you go backwards, it's
they started adding things that didn't make sense. It was and it became too mystical. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
So here's the best movies, 2016.
All right,
these are the best grossing movies. I don't mean the movies were gross. That just means the money they made from selling. So, number 10, Suicide Squad. It made number...
No
number,
way.
It made number 8 on the worst list, but number 10 on the
list.
Good list. Yeah.
Wow.
But this is Wikipedia, and they're never wrong, right?
Mm. I think anybody can do a Wikipedia post.
Well, this is more recent because it has Fantastic Beasts, and that just like came out towards the end of the year. That's number 9. Mm. Deadpool is number 8. Never seen it. Heard it's really raunchy. That's a gross movie.
A gross movie.
Then Rogue One, that's the new Star Wars movie. That's number 7. Mm. Now, they have Batman vs. Superman at number 6, which I don't think it belongs there. The Secret Life of Pets, that was more funny than I thought it would be. And we just heard Kevin Hart announce that there's going to be a sequel to that. That's cool.
Yeah, man. What are they going to... That's just... What are they going to do with that? It was... Yeah, it was pretty entertaining, especially for the kids.
Yeah, so that can sit there. Number 4, The Jungle Book. That really was a good movie.
That was a really good movie.
I think if you didn't see it, you need to. I know because of the cartoon, that's the first thing you think about. But no, they really did it up. The animated movie. Zootopia. Yeah. I don't even know how that found itself on the list.
Wow.
I didn't like it. I thought it was boring.
Yeah, I didn't like it too much either.
It's number 3. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
Finding Dory.
Number 2.
It had hype, but I think I liked the first one better.
Little Dory, so cute.
That's like the only scene everybody likes.
That was it, yeah. When they show Little Dory.
No, it was better than it wasn't better. It was good. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, number 1 is Captain America, Civil War.
Civil War.
That wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Which our kids still watch.
How long is it? Like 47 hours and 13 minutes?
They watch it like a couple times a month.
Religiously.
Mm-hmm. But that's a movie you could watch again.
Yeah, so that's 2016 in film. Those are good movies. Let's check out the year in review. Some major events that's going on. It's kind of weird just not sharing a song or anything like that. But I think it's cool.
We're just talking.
Okay. So I ain't going to read all this because this is an extensive list of like major events. So I'm just going to pick certain things out. A lot of tragedies. Peyton Manning retired last year. Kobe Bryant played his last game last year.
Last year was last month.
Yeah. A couple storms. A couple mass shootings. This is never good. Former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert was sentenced 15 months last year. If anybody cares.
Wow.
Hammurabi, the gorilla, was shot.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man, the memes about that.
The posts about that was flooding social media.
Man, the unfortunate killing at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando that happened last year, man.
No one can forget that.
Yep. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announces the Pentagon's lifting the ban on transgender people serving openly in the U.S. military.
Serving openly. In the U.S. military.
Yeah. So Ash Carter lifted the ban on transgenders. That's an ironic...
ironic
use of words there. The Chicago Cubs win their first World Series since 1908.
Wow. Man. Wow.
I would have quit 19 minutes and 8 seconds into the game.
Wow.
That's congratulations to them. Donald Trump was elected president of the United States.
No comment.
Yeah. Something about Dow Jones, Ohio State University drives, man, just some of the major events in our country last year were tragic. But we had the Olympics.
Did you watch them?
No, I think I did watch the gymnastic thing. I think they hyped that out really good. So that was cool to see the gymnastics. The gymnast. I think I was at the dentist watching it, so I was forced to watch it. That's cool. So that's the 2016, but this is cool. This is the final list, I promise. And this one's a fun one. Words that we're going to say goodbye to from 2016.
Yes, bring those on.
Number 10, lit.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm kind of torn between this one because we did put out a song called Lit. Lit meaning living in truth.
Right.
You can use it in that sense, but other than that, Lit has, look at the little animation.
Mm-hmm.
Lit, gots to go. Mm-hmm. You can say this one with me. Number 9.
Is that literally what it is?
Yeah.
Right there.
Number 9.
Trash.
Meaning something is terrible, similar to garbage. basically garbage. Anything. How about this? That word lit is trash. You there know you what go. I'm saying? Number eight, canceled. Never use that, so canceled. I don't know. Should reject a person or a thing.
Oh.
Don't cancel this podcast. It'll change your life.
That person is canceled. Number that just sounds corny.
Yeah, right. Weird. Number seven.
Drag. Oh, if metaphorically.
That has a lot of different words.
Wait.
Let me see.
Break something.
Number six.
Oh.
Fam.
No.
You can't get rid of fam.
Can't get rid of fam.
You know what I'm saying, fam? It's short for family. Of course it is. I come from a 8-member family. So you got to shorten it. You don't have time to get it all the way out. So fam stays. It's well, trash the fact that they said that fam can't stay.
I-L-Y,
I'm lit about the fact
which
that...
Which means I love you. So fam, I love you.
I'm lit about the trash that fam can't stay in 2016. I need to drag
they need
whoever,
to cancel canceling
they need
fam.
To cancel canceling fam.
There you go.
Here we go. Number five. Woke.
Oh my gosh. But it just came out. Like, it just started.
Tired
at the end of 2016.
That's what coffee's for. You don't need woke. To be woke. You need to drink some good coffee.
Is it a real word by Webster? I know what it means. I know it has its own.
Stay woke, fam.
Stay woke.
Four.
Keep it.
Never heard anybody say that, but we're not keeping it.
You can keep it.
We're not keeping it.
Oh, to approve of something or someone.
Yeah. Number three. This is weird. High key, low key,
yeah.
Sounds like some valley high
like
suburban language that I have no
like,
idea.
Yeah, like when you're low key.
Sounds like it's from a neighborhood that I'm not allowed to be in. That's
when I'm low key jealous.
I understand
low key.
Low key.
But when you're
I've
high key.
Never heard anybody say high key. I high key like that person.
Wow.
That's. That needs to be
I canceled. Think of a high key on a keyboard when
that's
you say
trash.
That. The highest key on the piano. Like you can barely hear it. That's
they,
what I think
they
of.
Have, they have. The high key killed low key. The low high, key was semi-cool. Now they just killed key. It, putting it together.
Wow. I never heard of high key.
Yeah, that got to go.
Sure, not if you look it. For it, though, you can find it.
Number
oh,
two.
Oh, yes. Number two.
Live.
No, live.
It's L-I-V-E, so.
Yeah, but that party was live. That, like, yeah.
Live or live? Live.
That party was live.
Yeah, that's live.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get rid of live because we go on
Facebook
live.
Yeah.
Unless it's Facebook live. this whole time we've been going on Facebook living.
Wow. Maybe we're wrong.
Number one.
Yes, please.
Savage. I know Rihanna kind of made it popular. She called herself a savage. It has different connotations, but I don't think it was used that much.
It's being used more now, though.
I think there's words that ain't on this list that need to go. Fleek.
Fleek. Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Basic.
Mm.
Stuff like that. So I thought that was cool. The 2016 list that got to go. So it only means what in the world is 2017 slang going to sound like?
I don't know. We'll just wait for the next hashtag.
We got to make up our own slang. We got to be one step ahead of the game. That's all I got as far as that.
So this is our first episode.
It's episode one. We're just filling out the waters, and you know, until we get a notion on what in the world we're doing.
So it'll just be our thoughts out loud. It will be a series. We're going to have a series of episodes. We'll pick a topic that Gordon can
and you too as well.
We can do extensively.
Yeah.
To keep you guys interested. So if this was at all interesting to you, we thank you for listening this long. About 25 minutes.
Keep it lit.
Keep it live.
Stay canceled. high key your low keys. And until next time, this is the Parallel Podcast. They're still there. Or we're still there.
We're still there.
Oh, we're still here.
And so until next time.
Until next time.